We're going to Paris now, where at least 8 people have died and as many as 30 have been injured in a high-rise apartment building fire. Clovis Casali is a reporter with France 24 and joins us on the program. Clovis, thank you so much for your time.
Good morning.
What do we know? What's happening?
Well, basically, a fire started around 1 o'clock in the morning here in Paris. And the flames grew very rapidly. What appears to have happened is that a woman aged 39 who's just been arrested in a nearby street as she tried to set fire to a car. Well, this woman who lived in the building, Rue Erlanger, set fire to her flat or to a place in the staircase. We're not sure yet, but what appears to have happened is she set fire to one of the highest floors, 7th or 8th, and that's how the fire started. So this 39-year-old woman, who appears to be drunk when she was arrested by police, has been arrested. And this fire went on for several hours, Rue Erlanger. The rescue forces, the firemen, only managed to put an end to the flames around 6 o'clock in the morning. So you can imagine 5 hours of heavy fire in Paris. Rue Erlanger is in a very residential part of the capital, not too far from the Eiffel Tower, very close to the Bois de Boulogne and very close to the Paris Saint-Germain, the football team's stadium. So an alarming situation indeed in that part of the capital with, for the time being, 8 people who have died, and we're talking of over 30 people injured. But the rescue forces fear that the casualties could grow. There could be more because the firemen are only starting to reach the higher floors of the building.
Just such a devastating story. What's been the response of neighbours?
Well, you can imagine it was extremely frightening for the neighbours. Many people on the street got woken up around 1 o'clock in the morning when the fire started by the heavy fumes, the smell and the flames, of course, and the people screaming from the windows. Because what neighbours are saying is that people who are living in this building, Rue Erlanger, went to their windows to try to find some kind of safety. Others climbed to the roof of the building, and that's how they got rescued by the firemen. So the residents in the neighborhood extremely scared. A lot of people left their homes straight away, gathered on the streets, gathered in the halls, and some spend the whole night there being reassured by rescue forces. Up to 200 firemen got mobilized, deployed at the scene of this fire. Very worrying situation indeed. For the time being, 8 people killed, dozens, at least 30 people injured. Authorities have rushed to the scene. You've got the mayor of the 16th arrondissement of Paris who gathered there, and also representatives from the Paris mayor, of the Paris mayor, went to the scene of the fire. People there, they are fearing that the situation could get worse, but at least the fire is now under control.
I want to thank you for your time. Really appreciate it. Clovis Casali is a reporter with France 24, and this is RN Drive.